Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show and the third decade of the 21st century, now in our 24th year. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. David Rubin is our guest and our good friend from since he became a member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of Trump and the Jews. That's his sixth book. He's the former mayor of Shiloh, Israel. He's the founder of and the president of Shiloh Israel Children's Fund. David, I need a website, please.
Well, it depends on which one you want. There are two. There is the one where you could find out about my book, Trump and the Jews, and any other books that I've written, and that is David Rubin. Rubin is spelled R-U-B-I-N, R-U-B-I-N,
right.
DavidRubinIsrael.com.
Israel on the in there,
DavidRubinIsrael.com.
All right, so good. David, so check him out there.
DavidRubinIsrael.com.
Hey, David, one of the things I want to talk about is the Abraham Accords that create a peace agreement between Israel and three Islamic states, Bahrain, Abu Dhabi, and also, I think it's Sudan,
and
Morocco, right, there's four of them, right? That's right. There was a potential for a domino effect over there. Is that, even now with the Biden administration and their different attitude about the Middle East from the Trump administration, do you still see a domino effect potential, a positive domino effect?
Well, it's a domino effect that has been frozen. There is no longer any incentive for the Arab world or the Muslim world to develop its relations with Israel.
Why?
There's no motivation anymore because the Trump administration pushed very hard on this. They really pushed hard on this.
They made it happen.
They worked, and they made it happen. Yeah, because they worked hard at it, and they made it clear to the Arab world that the peace process is no longer this peace process with the Palestinians, which basically was just an excuse for them to launch terrorist attacks against Israel while getting a lot of attention from the United States. Trump made it clear that those who really want peace, who really want to develop peaceful relations, business relations and educational relations and strategic relations with Israel, they're certainly going to strengthen their relationship with the United States as well. That was President Trump's message. And those Arab countries, those Muslim countries, got on board with it.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, President Biden has been sending a different message.
Well, that is unfortunate. I was talking to another Israeli, Dror Lewer. I don't know if you know Dror. He's a cybersecurity expert. And he was telling me about being part of a delegation that went to UAE, went to Abu Dhabi. I think maybe it was Dubai. And how excited they were in the Emirates to be doing business with Israelis, and how hospitable they were to them. I mean, it was there's no problem here, and he was very excited about that exchange.
It's a real peace. It's real. It's not a cold peace. There's a lot of sincerity there, which we never had in our peace agreements with Egypt and Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
Which are just strategic and nothing else. The agreement with the UAE is remarkable because they want to have peaceful relations. They're really happy.
And David, I like to remind people of something of a 19th century economist from France, Frederick Bastiat, said, when goods cross borders, armies don't. That's what we need in the Middle East, isn't it, for goods to cross borders?
Oh, absolutely. Peace relations are not just strategic in terms of fighting your enemies and having military.
Do you see any, quickly, yes or no, in the next 4 years, do you see any more Abraham Accord accomplishments?
I think it's highly unlikely.
That's really sad to say. Hey, David, thank you for being here. Good job today. David Rubin, ladies and gentlemen. His book is called Trump and the Jews. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.